There was something in the air and on the streets of Greenwich Village in the early 60s that set the pulse of America. It also left an indelible imprint on the culture. This week's What's in a Song from the Western Folklife Center captures the musical weather of the time with Ian and Sylvia's enduring hit song, Four Strong Winds.
I'm Ian Tyson. I'm a songwriter and a singer of what you would call Western folk music. Bob Dylan was on McDougal Street, as the rest of our little group was, and which consisted of Peter, Paul, and Mary, and Little Lynn Chandler, and Tom Paxton, and all, you know, we were all a little group hanging up.
Four strong winds that blow lonely, seven seas that run high, all those things that don't.
We used to hang out at a bar called the Kettle of Fish, and one autumn afternoon, I was in the Kettle of Fish, and Bob Dylan came in and sang me a song that he was working on. I want to say it's Blowing in the Wind, but I'm not sure that's the case. But it was one of those songs from that era.
Think I'll go out to Alberta. Weather's good there.
You know, he was just rattling it off, and you know, and he was developing that style, and you know, and I thought, I can do that. How hard can this be? You know.
Still, I wish you'd change your mind if I asked you one more time.
So, I got a hold of Albert Grossman, who became our manager, who the only one that had a roof over his head. And I said, you know, can I use your apartment tomorrow? Because I'm going to try and write a song. And he said, yeah, sure you can. And that's what happened. I went over there, and it was a funky little apartment. Took my guitar and just opened up the case and started fooling around and strumming. And it took half an hour.
But by then it would be winter. There ain't too much for you to. And those winds sure can blow cold way out.
And I didn't think anything of it, really. But it took off.
Four strong winds that blow
lonely, seven seas that run high,
all these things that don't change come what may.
It's a good
I thought, well, I can write a couple of those a week, but I found out quite quickly that you don't write a couple of them a week at all.
I'll look for you if I'm ever back this way.
What's in a Song is produced by Hal Cannon and Taki Telenidis of the Western Folklife Center. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.
Our feature, What's in a Song, is produced with support from the R. Harold Burton Foundation.